Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
Dana, you will find great joy in my friend Alyssa, her daughter Parker, started soccer camp this week.
Ooh, which camp?
She did it through West Fargo.
Okay.
And her overall assessment at the end was, it was pretty fun. It'd be more fun if it was indoors.
Yeah. It's like,
child after my own heart.
Yep.
My it's a little too hot.
Well, the reason I asked is my son Dylan was at soccer camp all summer.
Okay.
All week. NDSU soccer camp. We've been dropping them off at the up by the dome where mm-hmm. where the Bison practice. They have this kind of covered area at 8 o'clock, and he's been playing till noon. And he just told me when I picked him up today, I said, "How you doing?" He goes, "I was cooking, bro," because that's how he talks to me. I said, "What does that mean?" He goes, "I can finally say that I'm a champion. I got to hold the trophy up." I said, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "My team won the Bison Cup."
Nice.
It's like, all right.
Very nice.
I'm like, "What's that?" He goes, "It's the trophy for winning the camp."
I was like, "I don't know why it like trips me up every time, but like your kid is definitely Gen Alpha and he talks like it."
Yes.
Every time I'm like, "Why are you talking like this?"
Uh-huh.
Welcome. Oh no, you're just like straight actually Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine.
Welcome to our world.
It's fine.
Wow, welcome to adulthood.
Yep.
And you don't understand a thing anyone's saying.
In the words of Ryan, I'm not hooked up to Bluetooth, so I can't play the video. I'm old.
It's not that I didn't understand what he was saying. He just sounded like a meme.
Oh, for sure.
In real life.
Dana and I have had this conversation many times of like what kids and generations are just like forever frozen in that age. So like Dylan in my head is always like a little kindergartner. So why is he talking like a,
that's
like, I'm imagining a kindergartner as like a Jersey Shore little Guido being like, "I was cooking, bro." I'm like, that's weird.
I was actually going to say that the other night at the picnic, I was going to ask him to play sticks. And then I'm like, I bet he doesn't play sticks anymore.
Any challenge, he's up.
So well, he'd go
he's
for
ready.
Did you see them at the picnic? Like all the kids and whatever they were doing, like building Stonehenge, but then knocking it down.
Yes.
And
I was like, I didn't see that.
Just straight, like they are children.
Yes.
No,
destruction.
But I was going to come up and do the old sticks formation. And I'm like, he's outgrowing sticks.
Oh, no. Any challenge. Right. Any challenge.
Oh, man.
Is that how you make them do anything? You just make it a challenge?
Yes.
Bet you can't clean the bathroom in 10 minutes.
That's right.
Want to bet?
Or I can't pull off the, oh, man, cleaning this toilet is so much fun.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do this. This is way too much fun.
No, stand back.
Yeah. No.
He's not that gullible. No.
This is mine.
You don't want any of this ice cream. It's spicy.
Oh, it's too spicy.
It's too spicy. It'll just make your stomach hurt.
Dude, but so Edison, my best friend's kid, Sierra has no tolerance for spice whatever, like whatsoever. And so things will be like, if something is too spicy for him, he'll say it and she lets him because she's like, "I don't like spicy things." He's used that as an excuse for anything he doesn't want to eat.
Too spicy.
Even if it's something that like we've eaten before that we know he likes, he's like, "It's too spicy."
Yeah, he knows what's going on.
What is that, paprika?
I'm like, there is no spice in this.
Pepper.
This is mashed potatoes.
Fresh crack?
Chill out, black kid.
Who dropped the chili flakes in this?
Like, this salsa is so spicy. What's in this, tomato?
Like, there, you've created a monster. Like, it is not too spicy for you.
You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Oh, man.
So today's the summer, what do they call it? It's not the
summer solstice.
Is that what they actually call it? Mm-hmm. Like the winter solstice, I'm like, okay, because it's dark during winter.
Mm-hmm. So today's really
sunny.
Now
the
you
longest
can,
day of the year.
Yeah, yes. Now you can see when you balance the egg rather than in the winter when you can't tell.
When you can't tell, yes. Mm-hmm. And
I think it has something to do with like we're level.
Okay.
You guys have never done that
before? No idea.
The sun came out this morning at about 5:07 because I saw the light and it woke me up. And then I think
it was dark when I went to work.
I think it'll set.
Yeah, well,
like,
it will be dark no matter when you go to work unless you live in Alaska.
And because it's the longest day, I think it's going to set at like 11:30 p.m. Like,
yeah
the sun just is out.
Yeah.
The other day I was leaving somewhere and I was like, it was like 9 p.m. I was like, look at the
sun. I was getting home last night. I went to an event, a fundraiser event, and it had been storming, but the clouds cleared. I'm like, It was 9 p.m. I'm like, it's still sunny out.
Right?
What?
I feel like I should be doing something.
I know. Like, what do you mean the day's not over? How do you do that?
What time do you go to bed, Ryan?
Do you have, like, blackout? Do you put, like, I don't know, tinfoil on your windows to black everything out?
No, because I found out you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
But because I was going to, because I've heard that it'll make it just completely black in the place.
Dark and cold. Mm-hmm. That's good for...
So we have, like, a tint on there, but the light still comes through.
Okay.
But... I mean...
Do you wear a mask, like a fancy person?
No, I could lay down on a...
Have you seen Matilda when the mom has the mask with the eyes and the lashes? That's what Ryan has. It's one of those, like, the silk eye mask.
No, if I'm tired enough, I could lay down in a bed of mulch or rocks middle of the day and
it's
go to bed.
It's time to shut down. Yeah. Here we are.
It's night-night.
Yep.
Did it take you a while to get used to that?
It took me a while to... Yeah, to fall asleep like that?
Yeah.
That early? Yeah.
Is it harder to go to bed that early or wake up that early?
Go to bed that early. Mm. Yeah. Because I can wake up and just be like, all right, I'm ready. There hasn't been a day yet where I'm like, oh,
okay,
I can't do it.
Now, are you sure you don't have low-grade narcolepsy? Why? Because that's the same thing. We're like, I'm paying attention. Now I'm bored.
Yeah.
You just shut down.
If you ask my wife, she would say so.
Okay. All right.
So he gets keys taken away.
I was just resting my eye.
I was going to say, you're going to pull the dad thing now where you're like, I was watching that.
No, you weren't.
You were also snoring, so.
Yep. I wasn't sleeping. No, I wasn't. Are you sure?
Yeah. But you get used to it. Now I'm so used to it that on Saturday, like Saturday and Sunday morning, I'm like, look at the clock. It's 4:30, huh? I could probably squeeze in another half hour.
Force yourself to sleep.
I thought you were waking up on Saturdays at like 6 o'clock. Like, I slept in like 2 hours. Oh. Everybody up.
Where did the day go?
Just sleeping it away. Your poor kids.
No, I even got a little.
Roosters, Ryan, and the Marines are all the only ones up before 5 a.m.
I had the quick thought that I was like, man, if Ryan's getting up that early, he could do like a date, like a Saturday park daycare for parents with like young children who are up at that time, and thought, no, he really shouldn't be influencing children of that age. Never mind.
No, I got a little radio. Everything I listen to is on my phone, but if you want to do other stuff, it kind of sucks having your radio on your phone. So I bought like a real radio. Now I can go just turn it on Saturday mornings and sit there.
An actual radio
with an antenna on the top. Oh, yeah.
Are they coming back?
Well, here's the thing. You don't understand. See, we used to film, and this is the moment where we should still be filming, because Sarah and I's faces just now. What do you mean it has an antenna?
Where did you buy it?
Like, yeah, where do you find such a thing?
On the Amazon.
Are you sure you didn't get it off, like, an estate sale? Because I'm pulling up what I think you bought right now.
Here, I'll...
Hold on.
Dana, you'll
have to... Well, it's also, you know, just like all the things, it's also got Bluetooth. So I'm sure you can plug in.
It does have Bluetooth.
You can plug in your own stuff and play. My daughter has a record player.
Oh, I have one of those.
Yeah, but that's like still cool.
Yeah, one of these, Ryan.
Radios are cool. No, no, that's an old style alarm clock.
Lived on my parents' end table.
Those are
or like really sketchy hotels.
Yeah,
those things are horrendous.
It's only $15 on Amazon. I might get one for my dad for Christmas. Sure. He loved this thing.
Let me go back to my previous.
I love the irony of these young women totally. Trashing the radio, and here you are with a shirt on of the company that you work for.
Oh,
primary medium is.
Oh, Ryan gets radio. Many beatings via text when he goes, here, you guys should listen to this. And both Dana and I go, God, we can't listen to it in like 1.5 speed or 2 speed. You're going to make us listen to it in real time?
Right.
Do you have a crank on the back for when you can't plug it into the wall and you need to get the tornado warning?
I was going to say, yeah, is it like a.
No.
Like one of those emergency radios?
You'll have to walk around the block with it on your shoulder with a little light.
Yeah, how big is that? Because that picture makes it seem like it's huge.
No. It's like probably the size of what? Because nobody can see me doing this.
As he's like...
I would say...
Bible measurements. What is it compared to a Bible?
Okay, and one of the Bibles that we use at Atonement here... Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
If you, too, measure by your standard pew Bible... Yeah. Are you back on the sauce? I saw.
I'm hitting the hard stuff again. Yeah, 6 months off of it.
Hey, good for
and
you.
And I'm now to the point where I'm not trying to hook it up intravenously to myself.
It's a slippery slope.
But I drink one like every couple days.
I'm scared that I might need to do a tolerance break on it because there's a Quick Trip going in down the street from my office, literally on Main.
So, my nephew works for Quick Trip, and my brother-in-law is like, they make the best food. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's a quick trip. Yeah, he goes, no. The food is phenomenal. Yeah,
they have great soup.
I believe in North Dakota, it'll be Quick Star.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Same
quick,
thing.
Quick Star.
Okay. So
wait, why?
Because of a naming rights issue.
South Dakota, that's what they call it. Quick Stars. Yeah. Or Wisconsin or Iowa, they call it Quick Star.
Yeah. That's naming weird. Rights issue. Okay. So if you've got one of our standard ESV Bibles from the church, I would say that it's probably 3/4 the height. And probably 3/4 the width.
Oh, it's so small.
Yeah.
For those of you who aren't attending Atonement and know the Bibles that we use, pretty much any Bible is the hard same cover. Measurement.
Hardcover.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, hardcover. Let me draw this.
So it's like that so size, like a paperback.
Yeah, essentially this.
The size of a paperback book.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say something like that.
What is this, the A5, A4?
A7. That's a 5x7 size, I bet.
5x7?
5x7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not 8.5x11. What would you say the pages in there is?
Ooh.
That's a little less.
9x6.
9x6.
This?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is probably a...
7 wide? No.
Yeah.
6.5 wide.
If any of you listening to us knows the measurements for a standard book...
Right in.
We'd love to know.
Yeah.
This is your assignment. If you do come to church physically here at Atonement.
I know it is too short to be 8.5x11, but.
Yes. Mm. Well,
we'll so measure it after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Things they never talk about. What's the printing size of that paper?
You know what's. Yeah. What's funny is I don't know if any of us know the metric system because we were educated in the United States.
True. No.
But like the king, the royal measurements, were all based off of like some king back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a foot is the length of my foot.
Yeah.
Right. Wasn't it Mary?
That's what it is. Mary?
I think it was Mary.
Wasn't it on this podcast we did the research into why it's a baker's dozen?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a couple episodes ago.
Yep. Yeah.
How many podcasts are you on?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just was making sure that it was a conversation we had here and not like in a random setting.
Right. Just checking.
Sometimes I do have that. Wait a minute. Did I talk about that
where
here?
Where did I talk about that? Yeah.
Yeah, but you're actually on a lot of
Well, I'm just, I want to hear it if you're on another one.
Oh, no, so. I'm not on another podcast. Oh, okay. I just talk to a lot of people throughout the day. And I
get it. I get it. Yeah.
I can't keep track of what stories I've told where, you know?
You're a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
Tell a lot of stories.
The older you get, the more you forget which stories you told when.
This is they
tell the same stories over and over again. Yeah.
This is how I end up being like my dad, and I run into people at the like grocery store. And when I was a kid, I'd be like, he'd talk to him for like half an hour. I'd be like, okay, Dad, who is that? He goes, I don't know.
I don't remember.
I think I worked with him here. Maybe. And then we'd walk on and be like, talked to him for half an hour.
I have
how did you not know who that was that entire time?
Yeah.
I have the reverse problem where I have a father who is very extroverted and knows everybody. Mm-hmm. So what he'll say to me is, oh, this is so-and-so. You remember them, don't you? Nope. But they were at this thing. Yeah, no memory of that whatsoever.
Yeah, my grandmother is like that. And she's like, well, don't you? Grandma, I was 6 years old when you worked there. Oh, you think I remember that?
Right.
I just had that experience this weekend. We had a family reunion in the park. First one that we've had since they actually figured it out. I was 2 at the last one. Mm. I turned 30 at the end of this month.
Wow. She does. She's finally 30.
Yay. Welcome to the club.
Yep.
Which means I'm 31, but you know.
But that was, you know, a very interesting. Because they're like, yeah, the last one, Sarah was the youngest. She was 2. And then my cousin Kendra, who's a couple weeks younger than me, she had was just about to turn 2. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, why don't you remember these people? Well, 28 years is a long time.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, going back to my original question about this being the longest day, what do you guys like to do?
Like, how did we get here?
This is for summer. Like, so summer's begun. What do you guys like to do at summer? What do you need it for it to be summertime aside from Fresh Prince playing on the radio?
Oh,
your radio, just your
summer,
radio.
Summer.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sitting by the pool, relaxing. Yeah,
I'm trying to think of what part of the intro for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No,
the song Summertime by Will Smith. That's what they're singing.
Yeah,
no. Will Smith only has
one
song.
Wasn't that still DJ Jazzy Jeff?
And the Fresh Prince.
Before he was Will Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't Will then.
No, this is before that. Yes. Yep.
So when did he switch to going by Will?
When he started the show. When he started acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was after that, I think.
Or was it when he started doing movies?
Yeah.
Like Independence Day.
Because
he was still a fresh prince on the show.
Remember, Jazz was. Yes. Was on the show as well.
Yeah. That was his transition point. Yeah. I think it was Independence Day.
Yeah. It could be
his first movie.
Huh. Independence Day was his first movie
that I remember.
I think so.
That's fine. Okay.
Well, we gotta Google that now. Like when he started bringing in millions of dollars with all these blockbusters, one after the other.
That was before he was slapping people.
Oh, Men in Black's good.
Great movie.
Yeah.
But my question, as they check their phones, is what do you like to do during summer? What makes it summer? And if you don't do that or experience that, then you missed out on summer.
I spend more time grilling. I spend more time outside grilling. Well, I grill all winter, but
you have a smoker though.
I have a grill and a smoker. I have an old, the Weber kettle charcoal grill. I use that one more in the summertime.
Bust I'll use it in charcoal. The charcoal.
I'll use it in the wintertime.
So Hank Hill on King of the Hill is not correct that you don't need propane.
And propane accessories. I don't have any propane. Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope. I have the charcoal grill and then I have my pellet smoker. But I recently met somebody up at NDSU Animal Sciences and I think I'm going to get myself an actual wood fired smoker.
What does it have to do with NDSU Animal Sciences?
Well,
they gave him the confidence.
That's
the problem.
So my problem is I always thought that you had to be there babysitting this thing nonstop. You need to be there, but you don't need to be sitting there in your lawn chair.
With it open.
Just sitting there, So at the KFGO picnic, there was a doctor there from the animal sciences department.
Okay.
And he was telling me about how.
So it's more about the doctor than what they were doing with the smoker
they smoke meat
at
up there.
The animal science. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they smoke meat up there. They have a little store you can go buy, smoke.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he was telling me about his process, and I'm like, I'll be there.
So you went with the intellectuals on this one.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, now these guys know what they're doing.
Yep.
I can't wait for this episode to be re-released in a year from now, cut to Ryan with his wood smoker.
Yes.
And the news story of their house being burned down.
No. You know what I used to do that was dumb?
Oh, no.
A lot of things?
Well, probably a lot of things, but
in garage fry turkey type thing?
No, Tab won't let me do that.
Probably
I want
best.
To, though.
No, explosions.
Well, at least she has a clear line of...
I'll get there.
Okay.
I'll get there.
You're breaking her down.
Yeah.
It's, wearing
yeah,
her down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe give me another decade or two. But
check
I used
back
to,
in a decade or two. Yeah.
I used to have my charcoal grill up on the deck.
Oh.
On the wood deck.
How'd that go?
Well, it went fine until we got to wintertime, and I was sitting there, and I had some I think I was smoking something, so it was going to be hours long. And I'm just sitting there on the couch watching TV, just kind of monitoring. And then it got dark outside, and I thought, boy, there's a lot of embers flying around out there. So the next day, Eli and I promptly moved that down into the yard.
Good call. Good call.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I had something similar like that when we lived in North Carolina. Our neighbor... he was sick. Like he was terminally ill. And so he was on medication to control the illness that he had. He had terminal cancer. And one day he decided to, I don't know what he was doing, but on his charcoal grill, he was, I think, burning papers or something like that.
Okay.
Because all these embers started, the wind blew all the embers off, hit my lawn, and it burst into flame.
Did it really?
Yeah. It was the type of grass that we had. It was known to do that. In fact, they would do that on football fields to burn off all the weeds. They just light them on fire.
Sure. Huh. Set fire to them.
Like, this was a thing. You can look it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's if they do it up here, but they do it down south. But my entire lawn...
Don't bother with weed.
It set his lawn on fire, and it ran and went underneath my fence and just burned up my... I'm like, what in the world just happened? And so I went and spoke to some smart guys whose necks were extra red as mine was getting to be.
Yeah.
That, had hearts of gold in my church that told me all kinds of interesting things that I never would have thought of that you can do in life. And just kind of life hacks for how you live. Uh-huh. And they said, oh, no, that's good for your lung. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah.
It's like a wildfire. It's like,
he goes, you don't need to call insurance. They don't, you know, your neighbors, it happened. But the firefighters showed up, and here's Reese. we didn't know this was going on, but the firefighters showed up, and all of a sudden Reese is looking out the window, and she must have been like 7 or 8. And she's just looking out the window like, Reese, what are you looking at? She goes, firefighters are in her backyard. And it goes back, and it's like, what?
Just nonchalant.
Oh, just like, you know, the meter just fell from the sky. It's burning a hole in our backyard. No problem. What's for lunch? Like, that's like, it was that. But the firefighters are out there putting out the fire. Yeah. So,
yep.
And the good news is my grass grew back just really nice. No weeds, nothing.
So I use like old newspaper or the old ads from newspapers to get mine going.
Mm-hmm. Where do you my find charcoal. That?
Maybe that's what he in was doing. I don't know, but his wife was like, we're really sorry. He didn't, you know, this got out of control you know, he's on medication.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, no problem. But, I mean, they do that.
Yeah. No, so for my charcoal grill, I have a chimney. And so it's got like a raised bottom, and then you put your charcoal in on top, and you wad up a bunch of old newspaper or whatever kind of paper. Anything will work, but newspaper burns nice. Mm-hmm. And then you pack
it
up.
That's what I mean. What are you going to do when the newspaper stops getting made?
Oh, that won't happen. That won't happen.
Okay. There's always got to be one.
Yeah.
It's always going to be newspaper.
Yes, they need ads, things. And so, I light that on fire, and it gets the charcoals. It just keeps them in that chimney till they're all nice and hot, and then I dump it, and then it's good.
So how long does it take to cook something?
To cook something?
Yeah, or charcoal. I've never used charcoal. I've only used propane.
Oh.
Because Hank Hill told me.
Yeah, propane and propane accessories. So, well, if you have all fresh charcoal, they should be hot and ready to go in maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour.
Okay.
If you use old stuff, like, you know, you'll pour your charcoal out and you'll cook something, but then, those coals are still, they'll still cook something. Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll take my chimney and then I'll pour in some new charcoal, and then I'll put the old stuff in there, and then I'll pour new stuff on the top, kind of make a little sandwich.
Okay.
But that takes longer. I got to plan ahead for that. It takes like an hour to get the charcoal going, because part of the heat is the airflow going through. Well, when you've got all these little charcoal chunks of coal, then there's not as much air in between to get the airflow to get it as hot as you need it.
So do you like the taste of charcoal food, or is it the process that you enjoy? Because it sounds like a lot of there's effort that you're
putting. There's effort, but I like it much better than the gas grill.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of a...
Do you know what I do to get it all fired up?
You go over and...
I push this little button and it goes... Then I put on the food.
Yep. So it's just, you
10
know...
10 minutes later, I have a happy smile on my face.
It's just planning ahead.
Gotcha.
So, and it depends on what you're making. That's the only way. I'll do my burgers, steaks, like chicken, if we're making, you know, whatever, I'll do that all on the charcoal grill. If I'm doing anything that's going to take long, like pulled pork or things like that, that goes on my pellet smoker.
Okay.
But I do have one thing on my, I'm boring everybody now, on my,
are you in a pizza oven?
On my
Weber.
No,
the thing is that you two were just I was like, man, Ryan should get a pizza oven. That'd be cool.
Yeah, no, I'm just cycling
Ryan,
through what I'm going to call
find
this
conversation riveting.
I think I'm just going to call this one. Grill Sciences with Ryan.
So I do have my Weber kettle. I'll get the charcoal going, but I have these little trays that keep it right in the middle of the grate, you know, that's a round grate, and the charcoal stays right in the middle. And then what I do is I take some chicken legs and I season them up, and then I slather them in barbecue sauce, and then I set them around the outside, and then like maybe 25 minutes later, they're ready to go. And they're delicious.
I love it. You know, everyone today, I don't know, maybe it's today or maybe it's just me, but a while ago when I hurt my neck and got like, okay, this is like a chronic thing, I got into intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And now I fast.
Oh yeah, you 24 haven't hours. Eaten.
So I love this conversation. I don't care what Dana says. Just keep talking to me about food because this is good stuff.
You're gonna see DJ later, just reading a cookbook, being like,
"What you doing, Rest DJ? Yep.
Nothing.
Looking pumpkin at the pie. Pictures.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got into all that during the pandemic.
Oh, sure.
Because the first time I went out, remember that happened, that was what, April? Was it April that they shut everything down or was it March?
February.
March.
End
March.
Of February.
Okay. Yeah. So the first time I went out to grill on my gas grill, I lifted the lid up and we had that thing for a long time, oh, really yeah. long. Yeah. I lifted the lid up and the whole grate had fallen in.
Oh, and man.
No! So then I went and I'm like, well, if I'm going to change, now's the time. So it was a learning curve, but I wouldn't go back to gas now.
Okay. Yeah. So summer, you crank up more grilling mm-hmm. than the winter
yep.
time.
Yep.
All right. Dana, Sarah, what makes it summer for you?
It's my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Birthday month.
Your birthday. So once your birthday comes, then you're like, summer's here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put on some fresh prints in the background and summertime. No, just me? Okay, fine.
No, summer music for me is actually like 80s, 90s country.
Like Tim McGraw?
No, yeah. It'd be more like Mark Chestnut.
No,
like Sarah Evans, Reba.
Reba.
Real mm-hmm. one-hit wondery. Like,
Reba had more
than
one.
But I'm saying like the other songs are all more like one-hit wondery.
Oh,
Garth Brooks.
Oh, yeah, Garth Brooks.
Trying to think, like, I didn't listen to country in the 80s, so.
Shania. How about John Shania. Anderson? He was just at Dakota Magic last weekend.
Mm.
I missed it.
Though. Travis Tritt.
Oh yeah, great day to be alive.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Marty Jannetty. No, what was Marty?
Mike. He was in the Midnight Rockers.
Yeah, who was Travis Tritt's right hand man?
I don't know.
They were solo acts, but then they would do stuff together. Marty,
I don't know. They weren't Brooks and Dunn, were they?
No.
Brooks and Dunn is on that list. Montgomery Gentry.
Why can't I think of?
Isn't there another Montgomery whose last name is Montgomery?
His nephew just got engaged to one of the girls from Tiger Lily Gold.
I don't think that's a couple of those words.
Yeah, that's not who we're just talking about.
There's a young
John,
guy though.
John Michael Montgomery.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's
Marty Stewart.
Marty Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep.
Merle Haggard, did he have any music at that time?
No, he was done by then, I think. Okay. But he was, well, maybe the 80s. Merle Haggard's, yeah, that was great. The Highwaymen.
Highwaymen, yeah,
Chris Christopherson. Oh.
One of them was just up here.
Yeah.
Willie and, what's his name? The Man in Black.
Oh,
Johnny Cash.
And Snoop Dogg.
I don't think Snoop Dogg was in the Highwaymen.
That was a twist.
Yeah, it's a random one. Then Bonfires.
That was before he went West Side, if he did it in the 80s.
You remember Willie and Snoop did a song together.
Oh, of course. Of course. I thought you meant the Highwaymen. I'm like.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Was Snoop Dogg in the Highwaymen before he was in
Willie's the only one
Death Row Records?
I forgot the crossover between Death Row Records and Highwaymen.
Yes, the Highwaymen. Oh, yeah. The remix, I guess.
Alabama.
Alabama. I listen to them every fall when the Bison win.
Mm-hmm.
They play. You're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
Yep, you do.
Mm-hmm. I have a Bison playlist on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Do you really?
And that comes up.
Yep, it has to.
Yeah, I will exercise to certain kinds of music that's usually very festive and rock focused.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so I have a Bison playlist that plays all the hits.
Did you see the John Gruden video about the Bison?
No.
Oh, you'll have to watch it. This is very recent.
Oh, I've seen this.
It was like 5 minutes long of him just raging about.
He got like a package Bison.
Yeah, he got a care package from Polisek. And he's going through it, and he's got jerseys and T-shirts and
losing
a helmet.
Mind.
Oh, yeah, going on and on and on and on and on. It was great. Like five and a half uh-huh. minutes.
Oh, check it out.
Yep.
That's a good one. And then Bonfires.
Oh,
Bonfires. Yeah. Yeah. I actually was grocery shopping the other day. I was like, because I'd gotten many marshmallows to make some s'more bars, but I was like, I need the stuff to make regular s'mores.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bonfires.
Mm-hmm.
Bonfires. Excellent.
I like your little fire pit. I need to get me one of those.
It's nice. In fact, I want to get another one because this one's gotten dented.
Oh.
Just from heat and cleaning it. Some, you roll it, yeah. And the outside, you will, you know,
compact. It's a smokeless.
We used it for our, you're a long time podcast listener when we did our s'more recipe.
I forgot about that. You have had that for a while.
Yeah. I like it a lot. It's great.
Was that the same day as the ice cream?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because you ate like
so gross.
Eight s'mores.
You did it.
Ate a quart of ice cream and then went to graduation parties.
You showed a lot of ticker that day. A lot of heart. Yep. A lot of heart. My son was brokenhearted because he wouldn't share.
Not even a bite.
The best part of the video is him walking, pacing back and forth.
May I have some?
No, sir.
So country music, bonfires, birthday,
smoker.
What's yours, DJ?
I would say birthdays as well. It's my wife Melissa's birthday in June. It was my mom's birthday in June. And it's my daughter Addie's birthday in June. And it's my daughter Reese's birthday in July. Mm. So it's a very expensive.
It's a busy June month. Yeah.
And July. I'm glad it's exactly 6 months away from Christmas.
Please tell me Reese is at least like end of July, not just July 1 or something.
No, yeah, it's like July 31st.
Okay, so you had a little bit of space between all the June and then Reese.
Yeah, a little bit of recovery, a little bit of getting some money back in the coffers to get her something. Yep.
Built back up.
Yes.
Eli's is December 14th.
Oh,
yeah. Ouch. So you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. But you get it all done at once.
Get it all in one shot.
Yep.
Yep. It's all right. Not too bad.
No, just do a rotation, an equal rotation of presents.
Mm-hmm. Like she just starts counting down 6 months till my birthday after Christmas.
Yep. Speaking of Eli, I got his side of the story. No, on something.
Okay. You want to know what? We'll just cut this episode right here. Yeah.
You got some tea? You got some tea, as the kids like to say? No.
Thanks for joining us for that podcast. Don't forget you can find all of our services online every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a tradition service or 10:30 a.m. for a modern service. You'll find them at atonement.live, atonementfargo.org, or on YouTube, where you can also find all of our library of content. So thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next time on another riveting episode of That Podcast.